Blog Talk Radio.
When I cannot close my eyes and the night goes on, troubles dumped on every side, and my doubt is strong. Shelter me, shelter me. Let the thought of your compassion be my strength. Prince of Peace, shelter me from the tempest of my unbelief. Mighty God who comes me, come and shelter me. Do your promises still stand? Does your mercy cease? By the power of your hand, grant me my shelter me, shelter me. Let the thought of your compassion be my strength. Prince of Peace, shelter me from the tempest of my unbelief.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book. Last night, when I was broadcasting, I got disconnected on my phone connection. And when I tried to get back on, they wouldn't let me in. They said I was an imposter. And it's funny, we were talking about imposters. So when I checked at the tape this morning, the replay, I noticed that a great portion of the show did not get broadcast. So I'm going to lead off today, and I'm going to play for you the portion that did not get rebroadcast. I was just on Wikipedia, and I was looking at the rap sheet of Kermit Gosnell, the Dr. Jekyll, the Joseph Mengele of Philadelphia. And I apologize to the people of Baltimore. I thought he was killing kids in Baltimore, but it turns out he was killing them in the city of brotherly love. And his rap sheet is unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm going to read it to you because you got to know what's going on. I remember when the communists used to say, no more back alley abortions. Yeah, we don't want any back alley abortions. Well, now they're doing the back alley abortions in the showroom. It is totally disgusting. And not only that, the guy was making a bundle of money, between $1,600 and $3,000 a severed head. And he was chintzing on the help. He wouldn't hire nurses. He was being inspected. He hired a real nurse for 4 days. And then he got rid of her. He had phony nurses, phony doctors. He wasn't paying anybody. But he was running up a big, big score. And one 15-year-old girl who changed her mind on the abortion, he tore her clothes off and he drugged her and performed the abortion. Nice guy. 41-year-old girl from Bhutan. He perforated her colon and uterus, and she died 4 days later. Now here she came to the great America to be a free, independent, and live the American dream. And the American dream was ended, put her on a slab. We got to put an end to the chop shops. This is child murder, out and outright child murder, and we got to put an end to it. So, having said that, let me cheer you up with a tune. Nobody wants to face this butchery. Nobody wants to face it. We are like the villagers outside of Birkenau, Auschwitz, who refused to admit, as the ashes and the DNA dust was settling on their homes from the smokestacks, they refused to admit that murder was taking place. And we're the same. We want to look the other way. We don't want to know what's going on. If you're going to kill them, don't tell me about it. I don't want to know. This way I'm not responsible, or you're responsible, more than you know. And I'll give you some quotes from the Bible and the Quran about child murder. Imagine a woman goes to the doctor. She's 6 months pregnant. The doctor says to her, listen, we can tell the baby is going to be born blind. Why go through all this trouble of carrying an imperfect child and having to live with all of the problems when you can abort this child right now and not have to worry? You can have another child. And the lady says, no, I think I'll keep this one.
Questa mia canzone, inno dell'amore, te la canto adesso con il mio dolore, così forte, così grande che
grande che mi trafisce il cuore.
è nato il mio destino.
Welcome back to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Now's a good time to get it. Just look for the eagle on the cover, Spirit of America Party, and a hint that says, take me to the beach. If you get caught reading that on the beach, you'll probably be prosecuted. Tom Brokaw exploited the greatest generation for book money. And that's how I view Tom Brokaw. He's an errand boy, sent by clerks to collect a bill. That's from Apocalypse Now. I'm surprised how many people did not see the movie Apocalypto. How many liberals didn't see Apocalypto? If you didn't see Apocalypto, and somebody said, well, I don't like Mel Gibson, well, you know what? Mel Gibson... pray for him, because the guy has fallen so far down the well, he may have his feet in water. But pray for Mel Gibson that he gets his act together, because he won't be the first guy that's been destroyed by Demon Rum. But Don Brokaw made a statement that drones should not be used to kill innocent Muslims. I got to tell you something. I don't think we have enough drones, and I like the way they work. I saw in Yemen four terrorists in a car trying to outrun a drone, and it was great. I think Al-Awlaki was taken out by a drone. More drones. Drones save lives, American lives. So Tom Brokaw exploited the greatest generation for book money. That's what he did. He was not thinking of the greatest generation. He was thinking about how fat his bank account was going to get. Drones save American lives, and they work great. Now, if we can only come up with a laser finder and destroyer of IEDs, please God. I tried to translate the word radical into Arabic. It can't be done. However, there is a word called fakir. A deceiver. Deceit begins with becoming an American citizen in order to conduct the holy sacrament of jihad, serving Allah, and be rewarded in paradise. The American communists will tell you a fakir is an American entitled to all the rights under the Constitution. Treason is the reason, and it's in season. These two Boston beans are no different from the German-American SS in U.S. military uniforms that changed the road signs in Malmedy, France, and killed the road guards at the Battle of the Bulge. And they were shot on the spot. Once you break the oath to defend the USA and turn a marathon into an ambush, you forfeit American citizenship. Anchor baby or green card holder, how many passports? Terrorist is an American communist, a sanitized buzzword, foisted on the American people to cover military actions of Muslims against the USA. Jihad is in the Quran at least 88 times. An imam gets 20% of all booty taken in jihad. Islam is a government and a religion. Mosque can store Russian AK-47s, rocket launchers, and IEDs, be it in Iraq or in Harlem. There is not one American who understands the Islamic mindset. Let me repeat that. There is not one American who understands the Islamic mindset. Only a Muslim knows what's in the heart of another Muslim, and many times they too are fooled. Just ask the Kuwaitis if they were surprised by Saddam's invasion. They were told the Iraqi army was on the border. Even knowing that, the Kuwaitis believed that no Muslim would attack another Muslim. Saddam's troops are pulled into Kuwait City. They killed the Emir of Kuwait's brother. They rounded up all the women they could find, mothers and daughters, and they trucked them out to the Kuwait Zoo, where they were raped by troops pouring into the battle zone. All these infidel stooges on talk shows have no idea what they are doing or saying. They are the traitors inside the gates, knowingly hurting America's chances for survival. Cicero described them to a T. Juan Williams, who admitted he was afraid of Muslims, lost his job while NPR was entertaining the Muslims he was afraid of. Yet today he tells us there are not that many Muslims in Chechnya. Well, by the way, I told you how many Muslims are in Chechnya. They're all Muslims in Chechnya. And you know they have a you know what the penalty is for sodomy? Mano a mano. The first time they catch you, they cane you. The second time they catch you, they kill you. He is wrong and should check the facts before he fits them into his pro-Obama ideology. He forgets Moscow theaters and the Breslin Children's School, whose parents begged the KGB for guns. They begged the Russian army, give us the guns, we will go get our children. They weren't allowed to have guns, just like the KGB in Washington wants to make sure you never have a gun. And if you do, they're coming to take it away, under any pretense. Make sure you keep your taxes up to date. No second amen there in Breslan. Our biggest enemy is the Al-Jihadist American who has been destroying this country for 40 years. That is the party of death and their Pravda-style media. NBC leads the Hajj. We are always threatened by the American communists and their useful idiots. They threaten us that we better not fight the Muslims because there are a billion of them. And then they tell us only a handful have hijacked a great religion. How many is a handful? 1% would be a million. 10% is 10 million. That's a lot of Muslim terrorists. The two greatest weaknesses of the USA are intelligence and the ability to negotiate. In all critical cases, we lose. You want two examples? The Clinton Towers in New York. And show me where the Republican of South Vietnam is on the map today. This week, the misaligned Secretary of State, who replaced the bitch of Benghazi, exclaimed, "We are fighting evil." He left out the word Muslims. He won't identify the evil. O'Reilly is right to be mad. It was his fire that kept the Red Cross from cheating 911 victims. Know your enemy and avoid communist-correct buzzwords like radicalized and terrorist. If you hear somebody using the word radical Islam and the word terrorist, they're brainwashed already. Their brains have been laundered and sanitized. They now are conditioned. Two words Americans must put back in their jargon. Communist and Muslim terrorist / jihadist. If you want to break the financial back of Muslim terror, stop paying the jizya on the oil and create the great American oil rush over the veto of the Emir of the USA. Do it tomorrow and complete it in the same amount of time it took to build the Empire State Building, 1 year. We don't need committees and fact-finding commissions to take 5 years to tell us why we are dying. We all suffer from the same viral anti-American cancer. And the host is in the House and the Senate, passing legislation to burn the flag, take our guns away, and kill 4,700 American babies a day. What's next? Legalizing drugs and marrying pigs? Spirit of America Party. A bartender, a champagne, and a Cuba Libre. Johnny comes marching home, I want him to come marching home on his own two legs. No prosthesis. And the way to do that, I wish I knew of some guy who's working on lasers in his garage. I'm looking for a laser that can identify an IED buried in the ground and can destroy it. If there's a guy out there that's working on anything close to that, contact me. I will help you get off the ground. I don't have money, but I can market like hell. And I know how to tickle people. And I can get you started. I have a short list of government agencies we can do without. Now, I didn't make this list up. But I took it from the internet. Let me see if I can give credit to anybody. No, it just says short list. Okay. Government agencies we can do without. And this is what whoever put this up here said. The Internal Revenue Service, as far as I'm concerned, is just a legal terrorist organization. No better than a gang of mafia thugs. The Department of Energy, no reason for it. All it does is drive up the price of fuel. The Department of Education, we don't need the federal government forcing a politically correct, I call that communist correct, anti-American, that's communist, Afrocentric curriculum on our kids. National Endowment for the Arts. Why should my taxes go to pay for a picture of the Savior immersed in a jar of urine? Yeah, and I say that the ballet should, we shouldn't give any money to the National Ballet, just used combat boots. The Department of Homeland Security, another gang of jackbooted thugs that has too much unconstitutional power. We already have a Department of Defense. They can handle it just fine. OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, another government boondoggle that costs a few manufacturers left in this country billions of dollars a year. hence why most have moved to China. Let the workers decide how to safely run a plant or job site. They're not stupid. The Environmental Protection Agency, this is the one that's the enemy of all mankind. Here is the biggest reason why almost all our manufacturing jobs have moved to China and Mexico. Here is the biggest single reason why gas prices are too damn high. Federal Emergency Management Association. Yeah, they did a hell of a job in New Orleans, didn't they? And I got to tell you, the victims of Hurricane Sandy are still languishing. I turned on the TV today, and in Staten Island here, the people that were hit by Sandy, some of them are still living in tents, trying to hold on to the piece of property on which their house once stood. We're not doing any. Oh, no, Obama was here for the photo op. Yeah, he blessed everybody and he left. And the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, this gang of jackbooted maggots should have been done away with a long time ago for obvious reasons. So there's somebody who wants to take out a few government agencies. And I can tell you, neither party intends to cut down the expenses of the government. Neither party. They're all playing tag with us. You're it. We're in trouble. Okay. Radicalization and the Boston Massacre. When I come back, we're going to cover that. The media are like magicians. And they can make things disappear. Like Fast and Furious, where Eric Holder tried to overthrow the government of Mexico and killed 70,000 Mexicans. Is that the same Eric Holder that put together the Mark Rich pardon for money for President Clinton? Oh, no. President Clinton did it because he was his conscience was bothering him. Yeah. Want to hear about the Boston Massacre? The Boston Massacre, known as the Incident on King Street by the British, was an incident on March the 5th, 1770, in which British Army soldiers killed 5 civilian men and injured 6 others. British troops had been stationed in Boston, capital of the province of Massachusetts Bay, since 1768, in order to protect and support Crown-appointed colonial officials attempting to enforce unpopular parliamentary legislation. Amid ongoing tense relationship between the population and the soldiers, a mob formed around a British sentry who was subjected to verbal abuse and harassment. He was eventually supported by 8 additional soldiers who were subject to verbal threats and thrown objects. They fired into the crowd without orders, instantly killing 3 people and wounded others. 2 more people died later of wounds sustained in the incident. The crowd eventually dispersed after acting Governor Thomas Hutchinson promised an inquiry, but reformed the next day, prompting the withdrawal of the troops to Castle Island. 8 soldiers, 1 officer, and 4 civilians were arrested and charged with murder. Defended by the lawyer and future American President John Adams, 6 of the soldiers were acquitted, while the other 2 were convicted of manslaughter and given reduced sentences. The sentence that the men guilty of manslaughter received was a branding on their hand. Depictions, reports, and propaganda about the event noted the colored engraving produced by Paul Revere, shown at the right. It shows the town, and it shows the people on the ground that have been shot, and it shows the British Army of firing on them. The event is widely further heightening tensions throughout the 13 colonies. The event is widely viewed as foreshadowing the outbreak of the American Revolutionary War 5 years later. Now I have a picture of the second Boston Massacre. There is a woman laying on the ground with her head on a pillow-like substance. There's a girl on one elbow and she's looking at her legs, but the picture only shows her upper torso. There is a guy laying on the ground. He looks unconscious. You can see his complete thigh, and you can see his knee, which is covered maybe 3 inches down below the knee with flesh. And below that is a short bone, and everything else below that is gone. The sidewalk is covered in blood, and all the flesh on the little bit of bone that's left is gone. And here you got the media already making apologies for Islam. And that's who did it. It wasn't sugar plum fairies. It is Muslims. It is in the religion. Savage googled the Quran for the word jihad. He came up with 133. Last time I checked, it was 88 times jihad is used in the Holy Quran. There is a passage in the Quran that says Jews, that even the trees and the rocks will kill you. So it's really not a Jewish friendly book. God help us. God help us all. And never forget, the highest sacrament of Islam is jihad. Osama bin Laden has said all American taxpayers are Jews. And we have witnessed the murder of helpless men, women, and children in the name of jihad. If you Google the Hazara people of Afghanistan, you may discover, because they were the wrong kind of Muslim, I believe they were Shiite, whole villages were wiped out, and bodies that should have been buried by sundown for any Muslim was left to be eaten by dogs. Every marketplace bomb kills Muslims and infidels. The death of any Muslim is insignificant as long as they get the infidel. And they will force airstrikes on their own people just to win the media war. If you don't know your enemy, he will defeat you. And intelligence figures are America's biggest problem. Okay, and what we are witnessing in Massachusetts is another warning before real disaster. Two men have tied up 1 million citizens, many unarmed, and filling their diapers that night. And exposed by the stupidity of politicians. If a policeman can be killed before he can draw his gun, what are your unarmed chances? Hold on to your guns. You see, those citizens in Boston that got shot that day did not have guns. And never forget when Hitler took over and Nazi Germany was in its prime, they seized everybody's guns. And anybody who argued was told, why do you need guns? We have the SS to protect you. Now we got the SS in Washington, state senators. And they kill kids every day and call it settled law. And they grin from ear to ear when they tell it. The thing that really got me is when they voted no anesthesia for aborted babies. Do you think that you know what the reason was that they voted no anesthesia? I'll give you the reason they gave, and then I'll give you the real reason. The reason they gave is the fetus does not feel pain. The real reason is if they admitted that the fetus felt pain, they would have to admit the child was human. Now, that fetus that was stuck in that Baltimore butcher's toilet and was moving its arms and legs before they cut his head off, you don't think he could have used a little anesthesia? How do you do that? How do you reach in a toilet and cut a kid's head off? Well, they don't cut the head off, they just sever the back of the neck. Oh, how merciful. How merciful. You are. You should call yourself Generoso the First. And girls, if you're in trouble and you got to go to the chop shop, think about this. Why does the doctor tell you you may suffer from a little side effect known as weeping syndrome. What's weeping syndrome, doctor? Well, it could happen at any time. You could be out walking, you could be having dinner, and all of a sudden you'll sob hysterically. But after a while, you'll get used to it, and it goes away if you do drugs. We will close with a 1952 song. Lady's name is Jane Froman. And it's a time when women loved men.
With a song in my heart, I behold your adorable face. Just a song at the start, but it soon is a hymn to your grace. When the music I'm touching your hand, it tells me you're standing in love. At the sound of your voice, heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? But I always knew I would live life through with a song in my heart for you.
Party, the Spirit of America Party book, and the Spirit of America Party radio show. I couldn't pass this up. I got to read it to you. If somebody knocked on your door wearing an American military uniform and took you to an abortion clinic and walked you through and showed you the results of what's in the bucket, would you consider that to be a violation of your civil rights? They did it to the people that lived outside. American troops did it to the people who lived outside Birkenau, Auschwitz, Treblinka, and Sobibor. Yes. I'm looking at this fat judge. Gosnell judge admits mistake. Reinstates murder charge for baby C. Dismisses another. This guy is just toying with justice here. Judge Jeffrey Meinhardt, I'd like to give a background check to this judge. I'd like to know where he's coming from. I'd like to know how many kids he has. Is he married? I'd like to know if he has any life-saving badges. Judge Jeffrey Meinhardt has reinstated one murder charge and dismissed another in Kermit Gosnell's capital murder trial. This guy's in a ghetto killing ghetto children. I mean, who could do that work better? That would be like opening up an abortion clinic in the Warsaw ghetto. Yesterday, he threw out murder charges for Baby B. I saw a picture of Baby B. It's very sad. The kid is big, and he has a cut in his the back of his neck. It's probably about, I would say, 2 inches long and about an inch wide, and that's how they slit the neck in order to go in and cut the spinal cord. And I honestly believe that Baby B was alive when they did that procedure. But this judge, who is a medical expert, says Baby B was dead. Baby C and Baby G were also thrown out. I got a picture of a little Spanish Latino girl. It would break your heart. She's got almost 2 inches of hair. She looks like she's asleep. She probably has that incision in the back of the neck. You can't see it. But her skin is all red, like it was burned, chemically burned. What a way to go. We don't protect anybody in this country. We only think of ourselves. And the defense argued that there was insufficient evidence to prove the babies were born alive. Why don't they film all the abortions? I mean, we got all kinds of cameras. Why can't they put a camera on the procedure? This morning, the judge reinstated the murder charge of Baby C, the newborn that former Gosnell employee Linda Williams testified that she killed 20 minutes after being born. It was placed in a shoebox and showed signs of life the entire time. And the judge said dismissing that charge had been a mistake. My friend, you're dealing with the lives of little, little babies. How can you make a mistake? How could you be so ignorant and stupid? Instead, Judge Meinhardt said he intended to throw out the charges relating to Baby F, whose only observed movement was a twitching leg. So a twitching leg is not signs of life, according to this Nazi judge. Who's hearing this case? Who is going to show mercy to a doctor, a butcher, a Dr. Mengele who showed no mercy to little children? He did not elaborate beyond the correction. No, he's not to be challenged. He's a judge. The grand jury report describes the death of Baby C this way. Gosnell had delivered the baby and put it on the counter while he suctioned the placenta from the mother. Linda Williams called Gosnell employee Karima Cross over to look at the baby because it was breathing and moving its arms when Williams pulled on them. After playing with the baby, Williams slit its neck. When asked why Williams killed the baby, Cross told the grand jury, because the baby was moving and breathing. And she see Dr. Gosnell do it many times. I guess she felt, you know, she can do it. It's okay. Gosnell's defense attorney, Jack McMahon, burn in hell, Jack. Burn in hell. May a curse be on your family for 10 generations. Has maintained the movement's employees observed were involuntary spasms. Burn in hell, Jack. Burn at the lowest level in hell. And take place, were involuntary spasms that take place after death. Jack McMahon, you're the biggest traitor in this whole group. You're a murderer. During proceedings yesterday, he said it was ludicrous to say a baby is born alive because it moves one time without any other movement. This wasn't a baby moving. He stated that Gosnell had injected the babies with a drug before they were born and cut their necks only to ensure a fetal demise. Any woman who brings a child in for an abortion is a murderer. You have murdered your own flesh and blood. Your body is supposed to be a sanctuary for life, and you have chose to sacrifice it to the devil. Chief Medical Examiner Sam Galino testified he was not able to ascertain from fetal remains whether the babies whose spinal columns Gosnell snipped were alive at the time of the incision. Do you know what somebody should do? You know what his sentence should be when he's convicted? Somebody should snip his spinal column. However, numerous eyewitnesses have testified that Gosnell regularly performed the grisly procedure after live births. His one-time assistant, Tina Baldwin, said she had seen Gosnell cut newborns' necks hundreds of times. Hundreds of times. She added that one baby writhed in pain. Do you know that the Senate voted no anesthesia for aborted babies because they don't want to admit the baby feels pain? And here's a woman saying the baby writhed in pain. So the senators who voted no anesthesia are murderers too and should be tried for murder. They should be brought down to Baltimore to stand trial. That the doctor joked, that's what you call a chicken with his head cut off. The doctor joked, that's what you call a chicken with its head cut off. Sherry West testified she saw an 18 to 24 inch baby who had been aborted lying in a clear glass pan screeching and making this noise that sounded like a little alien. One baby was born alive in a toilet, struggling to swim out, Karima Cross said. The judge dismissed 9 charges against Gosnell when the trial resumed yesterday morning. In addition to the 3 murder charges, he tossed 1 count of infanticide and 5 charges of abusing a corpse. 5 charges of abusing a corpse. The latter charges were related to his keeping the severed feet of babies who had aborted in jars in his clinic. He had baby feet in the jars in his clinic. He upheld third-degree murder charges in the death of Katamaya Mangar, a 41-year-old immigrant from Bhutan, who died after an untrained aide administered anesthetic. Gosnell's defense had petitioned unsuccessfully for its dismissal. She wasn't treated any differently than any of the other thousands of animals who went through here, McMahon said. McMahon is the biggest sinner of all. May his family be cursed 10 generations. McMahon is a real traitor. He is a real rat. Burn in hell, McMahon, and take the judge with you. You can see what they're doing. They're cutting down the number of charges. They're going to hit this guy lightly because Planned Parenthood doesn't want any more exposés. 4,700 American babies are chopped into pieces every day in the United States. Hitler has nothing on us, and we're all responsible. You can look the other way and you can debate. We are all murderers. Anyone who looks the other way is as guilty as the ones who commit the crime. It is sad. It is really sad. And I don't know who's worse, the men or the women. And the communists will come out with the violin and they'll tell you about the woman. It's the woman's right to choose and how it's a hardship to have the baby. But they should take the violin over to the other portion of the orchestra and play with the piles of dead babies. Sit on them and play that violin. Why don't you take us on a tour of a chop shop and show us what goes on there? Why don't you give America a real wake-up call? And why is the media covering up this Nazi atrocity? The Nazis wouldn't do it. Not on the scale that we're doing it. 1,200,000 babies a year. And you know what? Legal immigrants come into this country at the rate of 1,200,000 a year. And all they're doing is picking up some American kid's Social Security number. So American kids are being put to death, and foreigners are coming in to take their place. And maybe that's God's way of destroying this country because it's making them sick.
Hang in there, folks, and we shall give you a tune. Let's see where we can find something good here. Rock and roll.
Come back, my love.
Everybody. baby.
I need your love so badly. Stars don't need the sky. I won't love you longer than the day I die. You don't squeeze me when you squeeze me, no, not much.
My eyes, I took a drink,
baby,
didn't know if it was gay.